What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, we are ready to wind down today. We've got topics. Can I just say, though, a few things. I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's actually not funny, because I was crying this morning, but
That's how we cope with things normally.
Shoot, that happened the other day, too. I can't really remember the conversation, but I was, which is, I know this sucks when I say that, because you're like, okay, cool. But cool.
Thanks for letting us in.
I should have been communicating better, but I just started laughing because it's just my own uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah, I don't. Too.
I haven't done that in a long time, and I was like, wow. But then I couldn't stop laughing.
And it's
makes the situation a little worse. No, but this morning, so Jace had a little surgery. On his sebaceous nevus removal. And I thought for a second, I'm like, how do moms do this all the time?
Mm. Like, what do you mean?
He was in a gown and on his bed and he's away, you know, and I'm like, mom's parents have to do this all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, the nurse is like, so when we take him away, and I just start crying, she's like, we're going to need you to be happy. And I'm like, and she's like looking right at me.
She's like, you're an actress. Do your thing.
Yeah. And she's just like, you know, I know I'm like a nurse, but also like a mom too. So it's hard for me to say this as well. I get it. But like, we need them to not be scared. But then I was thinking, I'm like, okay, Jana, lock it up. Because there's moms that do this and parents all the time.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine being in a hospital and like seeing like him in the little gown and the little IV. And I'm just like,
if you guys ever walked St. Jude, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It's just like heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's really like, I just can't imagine.
Mm-mm.
Just blessed.
Yes.
And those moms are my heroes. Yes. Even NICU moms. I don't know. Like,
oh, I know.
I just don't know how NICU, not even, but like, I have a neighbor next door to me who's a NICU, was a NICU mom. And I am just like, I just don't know how. Like, it's a different level of like courage and bravery to me.
Yeah.
And just trust.
Like leaving your baby there.
Yeah. Just having to do any of that is just not fair as a mom. Mm-hmm.
So Catherine has a big milestone coming up this, well, it had already passed once this airs, but it's coming up this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
What's your milestone?
Yeah. Our anniversary.
Well, 2 years ago, she spent her anniversary with me.
Actually,
that is when she was still technically married.
Actually, raise your hand if you've spent one of your anniversaries with Jana.
Well, Nick brought it up and said that it was actually the last two.
Because you were like separated.
Well, no, we were still together. Our last one, no, the two before that, I had spent it with you for some reason. I don't remember the one before that.
The one before was because I had just gotten divorced.
Right. But then there was another time. But anyway.
Last year too, you did?
I think the year before that.
Oh.
Before that one.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, I got to spend my anniversary filing for Jana's divorce 2 years ago.
Well.
Anyway.
Celebrating the anniversary with no anniversaries. That feels.
Yeah. So this year is our 16th anniversary.
Wow. That's crazy.
16 years.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're not starting over. We're not starting
it. Oh, no. You deserved every 16 of those years. You don't want to go back to 7. We don't want to go back to San Diego.
Oh, God, no. No. We don't. If we had to do 7 all over again, mm-mm. Oh, God.
Mm. No, you don't. That's not like a chip where, like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you don't start over. Like, okay, no, right. You are 16 years.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Why is 7 so hard for people?
I don't know. I just remember being like, there's something to this.
Yeah. There really is. Yeah, we hit 7 last year.
Mike and I didn't get to 7. We were going to celebrate our 7.
It probably would have been terrible.
Yeah. You earned your chip anyway, honey. I'm going to get you a chip.
But yes. So what are you guys going to do? Tell us all about it.
We're just going to Asheville for the weekend, going to the Grove Park Inn and doing like the spa and stuff. Just relax.
Is it a good spa there?
I have heard it is. We have not
I've
been.
I've never been to Asheville.
But
I've
had people tell me, like, do it. And we couldn't go too far. Do it. The kids are so busy. All the things. We can only go for a couple days. So
do it.
Go. Kit Kat's going to go do it. She's going to celebrate her love of her
them.
Life.
I really do. I love them so much.
Well, that sounds like fun. Is there anything?
So I need you to like right and take two. Like you really mean it?
That sounds like that's true.
Yeah,
that sounds
like you. Fun. Let's make fun of Jana now.
Well, no, but
that sounds like fun. Cool. So
I went to go to the next topic. What I meant to say was so Jay Shetty. I was when I was at the hospital this morning. I was watching some of his things because I think he's fabulous. I've been trying to get him on the podcast, and so, anyways. He was saying that a couple friend just got back from vacation, but he said the girl was complaining that I didn't feel like I spent any time with him because he was always on his phone or he was on his iPad. So he's like, so what were you actually looking for? Were you looking for time spent together or were you looking for just being away with someone? It's like walking into like your vacation with an intention of, okay, we're going to have like, you know, quality time together and doing things or we're just going to be somewhere
else.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Well, I'm having a little anxiety about it, actually, because at the spa, we can't have our phone. And we're at the spa all day on Saturday.
That's great.
I know. I'm excited. So it'll be intentional time. I am very excited about that. But also, it gives me a little bit of anxiety. At least it's a Saturday.
Because you can't.
Well, all the kids will be home, first of all.
I mean, not home alone. They have
my mom will be there. But like, still, you know, I'm going to get the million texts. Wait, am I supposed to go here? Am I supposed to go there? Am I supposed to do
this? You know what? If they miss something, that's true. It's on them. You will write it down. You will have everything laid out. I'm sure you'll have everything. So it's like, if it's at the end of the day, it's like, you've done what you've done. Now you need to.
They'll have a day sheet.
To disconnect.
Yeah, they will have a day sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just disconnect and allow them. Like, something messes up, which I'm sure something will. They miss something. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well. No, it's so true. So that is kind of the plan this time is definitely to be intentional, put the phones away as much as we can and
have sex.
Enjoy our time.
Call it for what it is. Okay. Yep. I like it. Kit Kat.
KB, you just had therapy today.
Right before this.
Right into that.
I drove in a silent car for about 15 minutes.
Isn't that just so important after therapy, by the way?
Hey, do you know, I don't know if I've said this out loud before, but somebody told me once, I think it was one of my other therapists, I've had one in every state I've lived in, and it's just really as much of a necessity as a hairstylist or an OB, but they said that the hour after therapy is just as important as the hour of therapy.
Yep. Mm. I feel like Amy's told me that.
Yeah.
It really is. She's always like, don't have something work like right after.
She always tells me, don't work. And then I get in the car and I feel so guilty because I check my emails.
This is an extension of therapy for me. So
yeah, that's for sure. Good. So we have a guest coming on the show. She was on Wind Down. How long ago was that? It was when me and my former co-host were.
And if you wonder who that is, you can just look at the app because it still has his picture. Go ahead.
So she came on the show back in 2021. So, I mean, almost like right before our divorce. But her name's Rachel Yucatel, and we've become friends, and she's an awesome girl. And so,
question.
Somebody lead
real
this
fast before she comes in. So I was reading the rundown earlier. Okay, so that gives me a little backstory that I needed because I'm literally running through the the rundown. I'm like, well, Jana's going to hate this girl. Like, what are we doing? And then
I
got further and I realized that they're friends now. So you and Mike had her on together. Mm-hmm. Did you know about infidelity when you had her on?
I mean, she was Tiger Woods' mistress. That's all.
No, but did you know about infidelity in your own marriage. Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Hey, I'm Kat. Sorry. Hey, I'm Janice. No, I'm your best friend.
I would like to introduce everybody on the couch.
I'm trying to figure out the timing and where we're at.
2021, a few weeks before we got divorced. 21,
okay. Yeah. Okay. That's, well, that's what I needed to know, the timing
of
this.
Okay, but she was first noted in media because of this like epic picture after 9/11.
Yes. Yeah.
Of her and a firefighter fiance?
Yeah.
Okay. Who passed?
Yeah.
Who's in the towers? Crazy.
Okay. And then... that was just so good. But then she moved to Tiger Woods' mistress, and I need to know more.
Okay, well, let's get her on. Let's take a break and then get Rachel Yucatel on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hi, guys. Who are you? I don't know you.
Hi, I'm Kristen, and I'm smuggling a baby here.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I'm Catherine. You look great. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So since the last time you've been on the show in 2021, obviously my old co-host is...
moved out.
Literally, figuratively. And so I was like, okay, you know, trying to think of like, if I'm even going to do the show again, what do I do? Do I keep the show alive? And I was like, what better way to have some new energy and fresh conversations than with your two best friends? So,
of course.
Now they're on the show.
Idea. So, are you guys always on it with her?
We are. Yep.
Oh, amazing. Okay. I love that.
Yeah. So it's fun.
I think I've seen some episodes, but maybe I assumed you guys were guest hosting or I didn't really know. So that's so awesome. How's it going?
It's been really fun, actually.
I think it's fun because we all have a different perspective too, you know, which is nice too. And we don't always get a, I think when you
don't always get along is what she was going to say.
We don't agree always. I think that's good because who wants to listen to something and be like, I agree. You know,
For sure, girl.
I think there's going to be different other people listening, obviously, that have different views and opinions. And I think that's a good thing to be able to kind of have those conversations.
And our 100 share levels are different. Yeah. Like open book, half open book, closed book.
And you just described us perfectly.
Literally.
Yeah. What would you would you say you are? An open, middle, or closed?
I'm open. Mm-hmm. I think.
But you do have a book.
I mean, are you asking like if am I an open book in my life?
Like, yeah. I mean, what things do you maybe like don't talk about?
Because you're going to talk about them now.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a tricky one. I'm open to talk about anything. I mean, listen, I'm good with people. So if they steer a conversation in a way that I don't want to have a conversation about, I can move it to a different conversation. So
where are you from, Rachel?
I'm originally from Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
And then I moved to New York City when I was 5.
Yeah, New York Edge is my favorite.
It's so good.
It's so, I love people that say what they mean and mean what they say, and that's New York.
Well, yeah, but I think people think that New Yorkers are like mean or rude or abrupt. And not all New Yorkers are like that at all. It's not even that I mean to be abrupt or anything like that with people, but it's like I don't come from a position really of feeling like, I hate to say this, but almost like a feminine conversation because I don't hear my tone. So if people complain about things about my personality, it's my tone. And like, I don't hear myself. I might be like having a total argument with you, but I still think I'm best friends with you, right? Because I'll be like, no, I'm just trying to get this point across. And then I'll be like, okay, you want to get some pizza? And they're like, you just blew me away. You were just so mean, or you just said all these nasty things. And I'm like, thinking to myself, I didn't say anything nasty. What do you mean? And it was, I have to like stop myself because I realize I just am saying it without worrying about my tone. And I don't think like, oh, this might hurt their feelings. I don't know. I you know, it's something that I've had to work on because people don't necessarily get it unless they've been through that kind of communication in their past with their parents or whatever. But that's how my parents spoke to me. So.
Well, I think that matters. That's why I wondered where you're from. Well, first of all, I can tell by the accent a little bit, which I like because I know what I'm getting myself into. But I don't like classify all New Yorkers in one like little area. I just like to know where people are from because it does matter. Like we're all in Nashville. Yeah. It's very sugary down here. It's very bless your heart. And sometimes it feels a little
fake.
Thank you. That's literally what I was going to say, but I was like, I'm going to get just ruined on the internet. But
it can be.
It can
I'm not saying it all is like everyone's very nice, but it can also be like a
like you don't know where you stand. Yeah. And I don't like that.
Oh, that's really interesting. By the way, I don't think I've ever been to Nashville. I love Nashville. I'm dying to find somebody that's, you know, like a country boy that plays country music. Like to be
careful there.
Ultimate. Mm-hmm. I would love that. I would think that's so cool. But
I've been like telling you to come. I'm like, come visit. Come visit.
I know. I need to because men in New York are completely different. They have the grass is greener complex. You know, they're always, you know, hustling and, you know, trying to make a buck. And, you know, it's just a totally different vibe. Whereas also New York is a great place to be, even for a little bit, because it weeds out the people that can't hack it and can't take it. Like, it's one thing to be poor in New York and have to live in a walk-up studio apartment and suffer. And then even being rich in New York is super hard. I mean, it's all of it. You have to have a certain personality and a drive and be okay by yourself. And, you know, you almost feel better like during COVID, even when everyone was in these apartments, you could just look out your window and see everyone suffering with you. And that was like, okay, cool. But I can't imagine being in a house somewhere like in Nashville and would feel really alone. Like I didn't feel alone during COVID because I knew all these apartments next to me were filled with hundreds of thousands of people that were just as alone. You know, New York's an interesting place. It creates a toughness in you, but I appreciate that, you know, but I have to watch it with other people.
It is interesting with the tone though. Cause like, you know, my boyfriend's Scottish. So how they speak is a little bit more like I've gotten used to it, but sometimes he'll say things and I'll like look at my friends to be like, ooh, are they
posture changes when he talks because I'm like, oh, I feel like I've got to get real appropriate, or I'm late, or I've done something, yeah. you know?
It's just...
And he's just asking for an ice water. Yeah, right. I'm like, oh God, I've failed the king. I don't know what's happening.
But it's funny because, Jenna, I dated a guy from Scotland a couple years ago. And first of all, it took me a while to understand what the hell he was talking about because his accent was so different.
Yes.
And then sometimes when I date people that have thick accents like that, I find that I repeat them and I try and talk in that accent and it just comes out naturally. I like, don't know
do
why.
It for us right now, because Scottish New Yorker is something I'm really interested in. I gotta be honest.
Well, I haven't talked to him in a while, so now I'm forgetting what the Scottish accent is. But if you know somebody had the accent next to me, I would immediately know, because it's almost like you have to decipher it, change it in your brain to make it make sense, and then you spit out an answer. That's, right? But yeah. Half the time I would be on the phone with him and be like, I need to read your lips. You have to do this on FaceTime because I don't know what the fuck you do. You can't argue with somebody in another accent like that, because it's just too hard. You're just like, forget it.
That's so funny. My mom is that way. Like, if she's around someone that has like an accent, I'm actually embarrassed to be around her because she'll start talking like it. But I did say something the other day, and even my ex was like, what did you just say? Because I said
Your words have changed.
My words have changed a little bit. I can't remember. Rubbish. I was like, that's so rubbish.
Yeah.
And Mike goes, what? At the soccer game. And I was like, oh. And we started laughing.
Because I'm attitude. Like,
I've noticed that. You have a lot of new words in your vocabulary.
Well, I probably needed them. So
it's great. It's refreshing.
Littles. Yeah.
Anyways.
How's that going, by the way? Is it? It's, full effect, super strong. What's going
it's
on?
It's so
with that?
Great. It's like it's amazing. Couldn't say anything. Like he's the best. It's just so easy with him.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? I saw those pictures of you on the red carpet or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
you're wearing a little outfit. How did he do being in the spotlight for the first time? Have you guys talked about this already? I'm just curious.
Well, who's are we on Misunderstood right now? Like your podcast or what are we doing
Sorry.
Here?
No, I have questions for you, Rachel.
This is like, no, she's a good podcaster. So it's interesting, when I first put the dress on, I'll be like, he's like, is that what you're wearing?
But in the accent appropriate for the king.
This. Yeah. So he's a little bit more conservative, right? And so I think he was like, baby, you're beautiful. You don't need to wear that. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, but like, I feel good and I want to wear it. And he's like, whatever, you know, he's like, you look beautiful no matter what you wear, right? So he was very sweet about it, but I think at first he was a little like...
Giving you his jacket.
Yeah. Cover her up.
But, you know, again, he's just more like, I guess, yeah, conservative, I would say. But he kept saying like, because I was like, hey, will you walk the carpet with me? He's like, whatever you want. He's like, this is about you. And like, so I liked that, where he wasn't trying to, he's not trying to be all... whatever up in it. So he could care less about the fame piece of things. So that's nice.
But was he good at handling it? Like sometimes that's nerve wracking for people.
He was so great. He was so nice to everyone I introduced him to. And he just held my hand the entire time. Like he was perfect. It was really nice.
Was that the first time he had done something like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But he's so a sports
my
star.
He was
a sports star.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't think they ever did carpets though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not. Yeah.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think so.
So my first time, I've actually never told anybody this. The first kind of celebrity that I ever dated, do you guys remember Michael Bergen? He was,
hold please,
he was
Googling.
Googling me super hot. He was on Baywatch.
Baywatch.
And he used to date Carolyn Bessette. And Carolyn Bessette left him to date John Kennedy Jr.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So Google how hot he is. And then.
Oh.
He asked me to go.
Oh,
met
he's
him
aged really nice, too.
Yeah, he's aging well.
Yeah, you should call him.
Can we resurrect? I mean, I
can
tell
you. Yeah, can
we
resurrect this? I mean, look, he looks like a more handsome Mr. Big.
Yeah, he's super handsome. And by the way, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
He was a real estate agent.
So nice. And no, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Wow. Really?
Former model and actor is now American real estate agent, Michael John Bergen. In L.A., Beverly Hills.
L.A. So his family lives in Connecticut.
Yeah, okay, but go ahead. Tell the story.
Okay, I met him at Foxwoods, and he asked me to walk the red carpet with him. We went to some premiere that, it was a movie that Gwyneth Paltrow was, maybe she was dating him. Gwyneth Paltrow was there, and also, oh my God, Brad Pitt. Okay. So it was a movie for them, I guess. I don't really remember what it was. Or I think they were dating. Didn't they used to date Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow? So yes. Anyways, they were
Brad Pitt and everybody. Yes.
Yes. So
don't be jealous.
I remember being so scared to go down the red carpet with him because I was just like a civilian, right? And he was like, body. That's how we feel. And I didn't know what to do. And by the way, he didn't tell me what to wear. He didn't tell me. So I went shopping all over the place. And, you know, I must have been, I don't know how old I was. It was when Selena came out because we went to the movies. Love so it. We would have to Google the date there to see how old I was. But I was young. I was in my early 20s or something. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I wear the most ridiculous, like, black suit with this shimmery blue. I looked so stupid. I didn't get my hair blown out. I didn't have anyone do my makeup. And he was stopped by everyone, asked all these questions. And he was holding my hand. And it was so cute. And I met Brad Pitt and I met everybody. But I was super nervous, like, because I didn't feel good enough. Do you know what I mean? I felt like, how am I here with all these people? So anyways, that's why I asked you how he felt, because I remember.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think if he wasn't in like the spotlight from soccer so much, then maybe it would have felt like
even more foreign.
Yeah, for sure. But I think because he's like been in like that, I mean, he's done a carpet. I don't know, but like not for like an award thing or maybe for sports or something. Right. But so yeah, maybe. Bad news though. He's married, but I mean, good news for him. But he lives in Studio City with his beautiful wife, Joy. They share two kids with. So.
Joy. Okay. Well, good for him. Congratulations, yeah. Michael Bergen. I wish.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community.
Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
So, okay, I want to get to your podcast, but I know these girls have questions.
Fire away. Go ahead.
I want to ask one question first, because it's so interesting, because when I had you on the podcast first and to now, it's so different how I'm standing up for you, or like I'm protective over you. I'm like, no, she's my friend. Like she's, and so that is, I love that twist, because I've been able to talk to you, and like, I don't think we should ever be judged for the things we did when we were hurt or broken. And you know, in my 20s and 30s, like this one girl, I remember I was dating this one guy post-divorce, and she was talking shit about me at this 1230 club to the guy that I was hanging out with. And I was like, first of all, I gave her a hug when I walked in, because I thought we were friendly. And then
this is the Nashville sugar.
Yeah.
This is the sugar.
This is the Nashville sugar. So I gave her a hug when I come in. I'm like, oh, hey, because like, you know, we know each other from the world. And then a few drinks later, you know, come over to her, and she gives me like kind of a nasty look, and he goes, the guy I was talking to was like, well, she's talking mad shit about you. And I said, wait, what? Like, I was so confused. And she was just like, well, I just don't think that he should be with you. And I go, okay, why? She's like, well, you cheated on so-and-so. And I go, I was 20 and like, I'm sorry, should I pay for my, like, I'm like, I've said sorry to that person. That was when I was 20, like 7 years old. Like, can we, like, are we here right now? Like, can people not change and grow and whatever? So that like always stuck with me, because it bothered me. I'm like, sure. I don't want to be judged for how I was back then. Like, I've done a shit ton of work to be here, to not be judged for past. So when your name obviously comes up as Tiger Woods' mistress, like, is that frustrating for you to go, God, like, you're always going to have to be like on this like defense?
Yeah, because how long ago was that?
So that was 2009.
Okay.
So
guys, like, 14 years ago.
Wow. Years.
Do you want to be judged for something 14 years ago?
Guys, I don't even want to be judged for anything 14 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any dirt, Nashville sugar. I don't have any dirt. I mean, people just change. I mean, life changes.
And unfortunately, we can hurt people, right? And so there's no excuses. Like, I will never excuse my ex's behaviors, but I can also see growth and change in another person. I will never excuse the stuff I did. Like, I've had to make amends with people that I was shitty to and go, I'm really sorry. And, you know, and to have that and to see the change too, and to do the work. But it's, if you haven't, then that's another thing. But like, it's not like you're, or who these people, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, mm-hmm. It's a new era, new time, grown. And like, yes, you know that you've hurt people, and I've hurt people, you've hurt people, but like, we all have also done the work to get to the other side.
And it's also like, isn't that kind of like the basis of what you're up to now, is that like, one headline doesn't define you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there's a couple of things that I want to just respond to.
And yeah, tell us everything, New York, where we're listening.
It's very hard to have a stigma that follows you around because of a mistake that was so publicly put out there, right? So imagine what that's like to have one of your biggest mistakes. Everyone makes a bunch of them, right? But like, one of your biggest mistakes that you feel personally bad about, for the entire world, not just like your town, but the world, to see, comment on, make judgments, accusations, and then hold you accountable for something that, by the way, had nothing to do with anyone else except for the three people involved. But then that story is not something that just lives for 15 minutes. It's a story that's continually brought up to this day. So it's, and then be associated with. So it has been very hard, to get back to what you were asking, Jana, because people have forgiven the man in the situation, but for me, I'm still considered like the weapon of mass destruction for like his actions and the way he took a road and a path. I mean, I've talked about this before, but you know, he was going on a path to destruction way before I got in the picture. I just happened to be in the passenger seat when he went off the cliff, right? And happened to get quote unquote famous from it. There was a bunch of other people involved. There was a bunch of other women also. But for whatever reason, you know, that story lives on in everybody's mind, and I'm the one they remember. And it's, they don't talk about his actions. They just allow him to have a comeback, right? And I'd like a comeback too. You know, of course I've done the work. Of course I'm very careful with my boundaries, who I date, you know, but people realize that, or don't realize that it affects you forever. Like, your choices affect you no matter what. And whether it's people see what you do, you see what you do, right? So I'm very at peace with the mistakes that I've made in the past, because I've needed to do work on them and I've grown from them. And I think it's really important that when you do make a mistake, you don't like deny it, you don't push it away. Like, it's so important to learn from those mistakes, because how else are you going to get better at life? So people have asked me before, like, oh, do you regret that you ever met that person? Do you regret your actions? Well, of course I regret my actions, but I don't regret what I had to go through, because I completely have learned from it. I'm so empathetic to other people in the situation. I know the kind of relationships I won't get into. I know so many things from it. So, but it's more like the world hasn't let go of it, and that makes it hard for me to let go of it. Because, you know, it's hard. I mean,
they keep using the headline, right? And that's the problem. It's like,
yeah.
And that's what I was, when I remember when I was married to my ex, like, I'm like, the story will always say you cheated. So we either got to turn it into lemonade and do something with it and make it positive. And like, cause I'm like, they write it over. It's like in Notting Hill when she's like, you don't understand that 2 seconds of me going out, it will live forever. It's not just like a 15 minutes and goes away. Like, it'd be written over and over and over again, the same story. And it's like, that's not fair for you.
But it's really interesting when I get into like an argument, like if I start to date someone and then it gets to the point where it ends, you know, inevitably the anger and the words and the venom that comes out of the person that I'm ending a relationship with, actually, whether it's a guy or a girl, as a friendship, right? There's some sort of anger, and the words come out as, you're nothing but a, or you did this. It has nothing to do with the current reason of why we're not getting along or why I can't be in a relationship with them. It has to do with, well, you're just a mistress, or, you know, I can't introduce you to people because this is a bad look for me. Or, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, you're stuck in 14 years ago, not me. Like, you know, so it's, and it's hard for me not to have to react to that, because it's hurtful. You know, it was hard to get my daughter into private school. It was hard to have to deal with those moms. It's like, you know, everyone assumes something about me. It's just not true. I want to be married and have a family. And I'm, you know, I'm very much a recluse. I don't do things very much with people because I don't trust anybody. I feel like people are always judging me. And that's really affected me to this day. You know, I'm home a lot. I have a very small group of friends. And even with them, I don't really talk to them about what's going on because they don't get it. They have not been through the things that I've been through. They weren't engaged to somebody who was killed. They don't have a father that died of a drug overdose. They don't have the whole world that's like, you know, come down at you. And the interactions I have with men have been really difficult from my first one, which was, you know, you learn unconditional love from your father. I didn't get that, unfortunately. So I don't know how to process that. I have to learn it almost on my own from the interactions I have with people. And I'm obviously not meeting great men because I'm not married yet. You know, I've been married a couple times and those haven't worked. So anyway, sorry for the New York.
Listen, there's a couple divorces sitting on this couch too. So let's be real about that. It's interesting too. I do want to, if it's okay, I know this could be like a tender subject, but the fiance dying, 9/11, I mean, this is heavy stuff, Rachel. That's like a really, that's a very, it's a not normal thing to have to go through, period. And then on top of it, to have to process it and then try to even want to love again, I'd imagine would be a really difficult thing.
Yeah, I was 26 when that happened. We had been together for 3 years and he was, you know, 6 years older than me, and we lived together. We were planning our wedding. You know, that stays in my bones. You know what I mean? That loss, I've never gotten over. Like, when I talk about it, I don't talk about it that often, but when I do, you know, immediately it makes me very emotional because I'm clearly not over it. Do you know what I mean? It affects every decision. It's always in the back of my head. Certain things come up, and of course I remember that. You know, the worst part of that was like the not knowing and the fact that it was such a crazy tragedy, and like what I had to go through to find out he was dead, you know, and the waiting and the wondering, and then the wondering for a long time after what he went through in those last minutes.
That's making me emotional. Really, I can't imagine.
It's really hard to process because you never get over that. Like with time, the edge comes off of you. You know what I mean? It's not as painful, but it's so painful because I just will never know what those last minutes were like for him. And then the wondering and the waiting for weeks of like, am I going to find him? Is there going to be a miracle? Even though there, of course, was not going to be, but like it just, it was awful. And for this, I'm looking back now as a 48-year-old, looking back to a 26-year-old girl who he was her, you know, he was my everything. And I did not know what to do without him. I was so lost because I had spent my whole life looking for someone like him. He was so beyond wonderful and loved me. I mean, he truly loved me. And it was really hard having to come to terms with, letting him go, like realizing that I might never find that again.
And also so public. I mean, it's a very public, the whole world, but our whole nation mourned alongside every single one of you, not even knowing your individual story. So like you can't even escape. Still now you can't. Every September 11th, we're back to your people, you know, to,
I mean, and it's funny you say that because so many people forget I've now been through two things that people talk about over and over. Mm-hmm. Right. So Thanksgiving comes along. They all want to talk about, you know, the crash, or anytime Tiger plays, they want to somehow bring up the fall from grace, you know, and then September 11th comes around. I have to kind of relive it. And everyone else is just watching it on TV or talking about the story of where they were. But for me, it's like, it's so hard to process once a year, you know, and have to go through that and those memories. Cause it's not like, you know, 22 years has passed. It's, you know, it's like it just happened last week. I remember every detail. I remember where I was, how I found out, what I was doing, everything. And everyone has their own story, right? But it's a moment that changed me forever. That I haven't been able, no matter how much work I do to like let that go. It's impossible to get rid of that loss.
Do you, in a way, feel, or do you think subconsciously too, you're comparing maybe him to other guys that you've dated, because like they don't ever stack up to him? So it's like he's an impossible person to ever like when you date someone or fall in love. It's like, okay, he's not him. So it's like you're putting other people to like his standard, maybe.
I actually don't do that because I mean, I probably did that early on,
sure,
but I don't do that anymore because I'm not, you know, under the guise that like thinking he's perfect. Also, you know, I had a father who died when I was 15. And for a long time, you know, I learned after that from people, like I had to realize that they weren't perfect too, you know, sure. And sometimes you idolize somebody because they're dead and forget all the bad things about them or how they treated you or how things weren't great. Like my father was not great to me. So I was so sad and so angry with everybody. But then I had to realize I can't keep pretending that he was perfect and my relationship with him was perfect. So the same thing with Andy is that we would have been like, would we have been married 23 years right now, 22 years right now? I have no idea. Would we have had kids? Could we have gotten divorced a year later? Maybe. So I don't want to idolize who he was and make that up in my head. So when I date somebody, I definitely don't think about that. Also, I was a kid then. I was 26, you know, and I'm a much different person now, but I do feel a loneliness and an aching and a longing for a companion, for like a witness to my life that I could go through things with. And that's what I miss in him. I don't, you know, and I know he was so great and I put him in his own box. You know, I compartmentalize him. And if I'm dating somebody, I can definitely be with them and not compare them. But I think it's funny you ask that because a lot of men compare themselves. Like when they get insecure, they're like, well, I'm not a famous athlete, or I'm not, you know, Andy that is going to live on in your memory forever. And it hasn't occurred to me until they said that, you know?
So this may be, you can pass on this question, but I just feel like it might shed a little light into your heart and the Tiger Woods portion of your story. And this could be off. So you can pass if you want to pass. And I know you're New York, so you just would, but do you feel like the relationship with Tiger was a little bit, I have to, I'm not trying to tiptoe. So that's not it. I just want to frame it in the right way because I wonder if this leads, if one thing leads to another. But was Tiger's unavailability inside of his wildly available self, obviously, but like there is an unavailability about him in that moment. Is that something, do you think that you were attracted to the unavailability piece because there's parts of you that were also unavailable and unavailable?
Unavailable, yeah.
What, am I talking? Do I should be on a podcast. I have no idea how I'm talking today. The baby is like completely consumed everything. But do you know what I'm saying? Like if no, you're unavailable and pieces of your heart, then sometimes it makes it easier for us to make decisions attracted to other people that are unavailable in that way too, because
100%. Yeah. So I subconsciously, it wasn't like a conscious thing, right?
Looking sure, back, right.
See the things that I did. I was attracted at that whole period in my life to, and early on to people who were unavailable. And I think really early on, I was like, I don't give a shit. Cause I just felt like my life had been turned so upside down. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't think about any long-term goals out of it. I didn't think of anything like that. So I did date a number of unavailable men. I'm not talking about married men per se, but in terms of like, they just emotionally weren't available. They were assholes. They were not people I was going to end up with. I had my version of keeping a wall up, and I probably had a very bad picker in the way that subconsciously I was picking people who could not ultimately leave me because they weren't ultimately mine. Mm-hmm. So I think that was probably a thing in my head that made it easier to get involved with those kind of people.
You can't lose something you never had. One of the best quotes from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days that I was like, ooh, that always struck with me too. Because it's like, you can't. Yeah. And sometimes we do that so that we don't get hurt because we've been hurt plenty before.
And I ask that because I mean, there's similarities in my past too, where I obviously, you know, I married a boy the first time, and I did so because I was always used to being a parent and raising people. And so it felt comfortable, but that's not like, it's not sustainable. Right. Yeah, so I feel like the person, like I want to just be honest. Like when I read it and I was like, oh, Tiger Woods' mistress, like, damn it. You know, like we've all been through shit in our marriages where it's like, this is not going to be a cozy conversation, but like, I really do think it matters, like Jana saying, that you can change and that you are doing 14 years of work, and that also like you can see in yourself that unavailable found unavailable, and that's just a season and unhealth, and you were just trying to, you know, I mean, we're just still all people, right?
Right. And I mean, I think your reaction is probably one that a lot of people get, like, ugh, you know, do I want to deal with this type of person or this type of conversation? But that's, again, it was over a decade ago.
Right.
It's not who I am. It's not who defines me. And, you know, I've realized that when you're without a purpose, you really falter, you make a ton of mistakes. And, you know, it's taken me a long time to find my purpose, no matter what people say to me or give me pushback on. And that has started with like this podcast that I'm doing, which, you know, I titled it Misunderstood, because I feel like there are so many people whose stories get narrated for them and they don't have the chance to speak. And it's okay to, you know, change who you are, have your own version, as long as you don't, make excuses. Do you know what I mean? So my story personally was in a number of different avenues told for me, even the way I was chosen to be seen as a victim during September 11th. And I had a very famous photo that was on the cover of almost every newspaper in the world after September 11th, which is in the Smithsonian. It's in a bunch of, museums and stuff. And so people saw me as a victim, which, by the way, helped me get through that time, because it's not like, you know, somebody's just dying that I know or had gotten into an accident. Me personally, the whole world was grieving, but also, they were following Andy's story. They wanted to know if I found him. They wanted to know if I heard from him. They wanted to know the details of him. And that allowed me to tell people the story of Andy. So through this process, I've realized that it's so great for me to have a podcast where I don't necessarily have to talk about myself, even though I try to, you know, incorporate pieces of me in every interview. But I try to talk to people or talk about subjects that I feel like, you know, are misunderstood or should be talked about more or should be reconsidered, because it was a horrible feeling for me to, you know, I would have been friends with you guys, right, back then. And then now a lot of people don't want to be friends with me because of something that happened so long ago. So, and that's just not fair to me because it's lonely and it's hard being misunderstood.
Well, there's also a certain level of like ownership that you just exude that I think makes it easy to like you and love you. I mean, we all make mistakes. It is what it is, you know?
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Well, that was kind of my next question because, you know, Jana and I talk about this all the time, like changing the narrative. Like, how are you going to take these headlines and change the narrative? And I know that's not easy because it's just, it shows up and it shows up. And you kind of touched on that a little bit with your podcast, but like, how are you changing the narrative? Like, what is your purpose now? What is, like, what are you about? Like, it's, you're not about, you know, you're being a mistress. You're not about, you're dead. I mean, like, who are you and what are you doing now to change that narrative?
Well, I think I've changed my narrative internally first and tried to figure out who I am. And by the way, I think that's probably a lifelong struggle. Sure. Because what I'm looking for is happiness. And I think for so long, and Jana, I think you and I have talked about this, I have struggled and you have struggled too with looking for happiness externally or outside of us. And that clearly becomes a man or a relationship. And I have found my credibility based on who I'm dating. And I think for me, it's done a lot of work to realize, okay, I can't make my happiness dependent on someone else, especially a man, because that'll always fall through. And even if I marry somebody and stay married to them, it's not their responsibility to make me happy, to make me successful, to make me all these things. So I have to really figure that out for myself. So I constantly am trying to figure out my purpose and whether or not that is helping other people or just getting through the day to figure out what my purpose is in that day. But like, I'm not somebody who bases my life on men anymore at all. I'm actually quite cold to most men. I don't even really date that much anymore because it's very hard for me to give a piece of myself because I've worked so hard on like being in the moment and being okay that I almost, it's hard for me now to want to date anymore because it backfires, you know, and I pick the wrong people or I pick the right people and then it's just the wrong timing or whatever. So my whole purpose is to figure out what I can do to be successful and be happy without someone else. And it's taking me a long time, but it's what I'm working on. Right. So
great.
That answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just like, you know, as someone like we love to love, right? I want all of that for you because everyone deserves to be happy. And, you know, I was even having a conversation with my ex. It's like, you know, he has the headlines, right? And so that could cause potential, and it might have, you know, in dating situations. And it's like, I never want someone to have to struggle with moving on because of past things. Like, that's just not fair, no matter, because I'm like, what you did to someone else, you're not going to do, like, they're not going to hopefully not repeat if they've done the work, right? So it's like they shouldn't be judged because of the chapter that was hard and not good. Right. So, but
it's so hard at our age finding, I mean, I think I'm older than you guys, but finding new friends and finding your new circle of people that you can trust too, right? So, like, I wish I lived in Nashville so I could come and hang out with you guys and talk about these things. I'm going to, but like, it's like, I don't have that many friends that are either single or in my, you know, I'm a single mom and I'm, you know, constantly just struggling with certain things. And I want to be able to go out and have fun and, you know, get a release of like being with some really good friends. But it's hard to find people that I can trust. It's hard to find people in my same situation. It's hard to find people that are not going to push me in the wrong direction for their own benefit. Mm-hmm. And so it's just made me kind of fall into myself and become a recluse, but I need to work on getting out of that. So I'm going to have to call you, Jana, and make it time to come down there. And
come to this cocoon. We'll just cocoon with you here. I mean, we're a different cocoon, but you can just fly here and we'll just do the same thing.
Too. Yeah. We'll just recluse together with some wine.
And then we'll go out and, you know, try and introduce you to a nice little country boy.
Oh, there's that.
Easy with the country boys. I don't trust anybody either. So
we've got that in therapy. Yeah. But everyone listen to Misunderstood, our friend Rachel Yucatel's podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you were amazing. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Thoughts?
She was guys, I feel like I talked a lot in. Because I really just am fascinated.
Mm-hmm. Isn't she great?
She's great. Incredible. And I guess, you know, it's also the time warp of it being 14 years ago is insane to me.
Mm-hmm. It's just real. I mean, I know we live it every day with you, Jana, but it's just like really reinforces, man. You can't get away from headline, man. It's like once you're known for something like that, you always are.
And the pool of people that are healthy enough to know that it takes ownership and people are people and all the things is so tiny.
And well, I mean, look at all the like, you know, from her dad, you know, at 15, the drugs and the, you know, the death of the 9/11. I mean, that's a lot of really hard things that not everybody goes through. Mm-hmm. So imagine like you don't know what you would do. And that's, you know, again, people were hurt in the situation, like Tiger's wife and this, some, you know, involved. But it's
I do
like,
want to go on the record for saying, like, she was not the only person Tiger was involved with.
Right. And again, like, it's the, you know, hurt people. Just go back to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's an unfortunate situation, but she was lovely. I loved meeting her.
I love anybody that just owns shit and just really tries.
See why she's my friend?
Yeah, I do.
I had the same energy that y'all had going into it. I was like, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
I want to be like, because I said to her, I was like, so I'm the wife. Why would you do that? She's like, I didn't even think. She was, I don't.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about the other wife.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Because also, they're in their own hurt.
They're in their own.
And I'm not defending.
Like, like when I talked to like ex's mistress, she was also married. You know, I'm like, so I'm like, and you knew I was pregnant. Like, you know, and so I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, how could you do that to a pregnant wife? And she's just like, I have a problem, you know, and I didn't understand that then. I get it now, but like, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, also just that there's always two sides to every story too. And I'm not excusing any of that, but like, there are times where these guys go out, and I've seen this even in our own industry, and they say a story that is not true. So like, they're telling these girls, we're separated. I know it looks like we're married. There, you know, divorce is coming or blah, blah, blah. And these girls are like, oh, well, listen, and everyone can have their own opinions about everything. But like, I'm just saying, like, sometimes they're not going into it going, he's married and has kids. They might have heard from the source a different narrative altogether.
Mm-hmm. The reality is we never know the full story.
Sure. It
doesn't excuse the action, but we never know the full story.
Yeah.
From a headline, especially.
Especially a headline.
It just seems very unfair. And even like I said, with my, like, I have empathy in a way for like, I wouldn't want that headline when I go out and date someone new.
Sure. Well, and you've had to deal with similar situations. Yeah,
like you've been married these many times and I'm like,
It's, you know, Googleable. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. And here, but I was saying actually this to, we were in the car back from surgery and we were kind of talking about stuff, and I said, the second, you know, we were just like talking about dating, and I go, the second you feel like you have to defend yourself to someone, like, that's not going to be the right person for you, because like, they should see the work or whatever. Like, I just shouldn't have to, like, because I always felt like I had to defend myself. Like, well, I, this, that, and the other, and like, and to keep defending it. And it's like, this is what I did. This is what I've learned. And this is who I am now.
Yeah.
Like, I carried the shame of that divorce for so long. It served me zero.
Right. Yeah. And how many times did you try to defend?
And no, it didn't even matter. Yeah. I know, it's crazy. Because
the right people will see and hear and instead.
Yeah, and understand that sometimes people don't bring out the best in each other either.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she came on, because I just, I truly just like, and it's just, I just want everyone, and I said this too, riding back in the car today, I'm like, I have said this a million times, but like, I just want everyone to be happy. I want, like, I wish everybody well. I genuinely do. Like, even the girl that was talking crap about me in the club, let's can we just all be nice?
Yeah.
You don't have to like me, but let's just wish each other well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like, we can drop dead literally right now.
Yeah, life is too short to hold on to these.
It's too short. That's why I'm like, when I think about the Reddit, people are like, you need to, like, people are, I'm like, I honestly wish them well. Like, I'm like, I hate that they hate me so much, but on the other side of it, I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I literally could die tomorrow. Like, if you want to spend your days being mean to other people, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that.
No.
Like, and I don't want to take it or receive it or let the gas in. Like, I'm good. Yeah. Just, can everyone just be nice?
Yeah.
That's all.
Everyone's got their own walk.
Love.
Kramer for president.
So go and do something nice today for somebody.
Yeah.
For somebody.
I did earlier, but I can't really say it because that would sound bad.
Yeah, let's not say that.
Oh,
but you are
that
a kind
was
person.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
another story.
So go
we can
do
talk
more
about.
Things, more nice things. Everybody, if you want to get behind your keyboard or if you want to be mean to somebody, think twice.
I just
be nice.
Yeah, and I know that's. But again, like, just there's always more to a story, right? Like, I keep thinking about the story that came up. Did you guys see the popcorn debacle?
I actually heard about the. I'm very out of touch, and this one I know about.
Yeah.
With Sydney.
Word
Bass.
Jesse James's
sister about, there was like this huge popcorn thing. And I think everyone's just going to like, well, it's your kid stuff, pick up thing. I'm like, A, you don't know the tone of things, but at the end of the day, like, why are we just like, okay, like, it doesn't have to be so mean with the comments too. Like, I agree, yes.
You also,
like,
don't have to pick a side. It can.
Yeah, I just feel like it all is going like very like mean and to the mom. Like, well, she should pick up the stuff, which I agree. Like, I would pick up things at the same time, like, you know, we don't know the circumstances of how the flight attendant said it. We don't know, like, you know, there's just so many things.
I just think, I wish I was on the plane and I could have just helped her pick it up.
I even said to a mom one time, I was traveling to London and like the baby was crying and I'm like, if you need help, like, I will hold your baby.
Yeah.
I know that's weird, but I'm like, I have two kids.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just like, just help, be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even just looking at those moms and just saying like, you're doing great. I mean, I had a mom-to-mom eye contact moment in the airport when we were flying back from Orlando. And this mom, we need a support group for moms that have 3 and 4 year old boys, but it was like I heard her saying no, 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 no. And he was running over to me and I said, we're all in it together, sister. You've got it. You're doing great.
And I'm pretty sure like someone didn't like she's not like throwing it and then just being like, oh, it's leaving there. Like, no, I don't think that would happen either.
I just don't think that's her personality.
No, not at all. So that's why it's just so silly to me. Like, not silly, but you know what I'm like.
It's silly because everyone feels like they have to pick a side and they have to like or be angry mean. And yeah. be mean and yeah. whatever.
Or yeah. judge and they weren't on the plane.
Or calling people entitled. I'm like, that doesn't make like.
I was like, where's the guy that was in 13C? Can we just talk to him? I'm sure he has some sort of narrative about the story.
It's not like she's like going down the aisle throwing popcorn into the seats. Well,
and it sounds
like
the tone from the.
That's the thing. Where sometimes they can be very rude
to show up with a wipe. And like, I just think it was the tone of what was probably the issue.
I think it's always the tone.
Mm-hmm. It's always the way you say something.
Yep. Yeah. Because, yeah, sometimes it's just like, okay. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, we've had it a few times on our flights where they just get a little. Kristen almost got arrested.
Guys, I'm a bad citizen. I felt like I carried the shame of
you
our flight.
To delete a video.
But sometimes it's just the tone in which people say things. We're just going to be like, hey, do you mind? Here's a bag if you want to, you know, get that on the way out or whatever.
Yeah. Just understanding too, compassion. We're missing a huge piece of compassion for each other, I think.
I love you guys.
Love you.
See you next week. Bye.
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 Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.